Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your host for the hour, Mo. Our time has changed, but the name remains. Instead of 4 to 5 a.m., the show is now 2 to 3 a.m. weekly. In case you're a first-time listener, I mostly just, like, proselytize my music, but occasionally I'll talk and tell stories, anecdotes, whatever. Not this week, though. This week, since it's my first week back, I'll give you guys a nice straight-up musical installment. Of course, I'm gonna comment on a few of the songs because I can't help myself, but it's definitely a music-centric week. The general vibe of this week's music is kind of like the static mess that my brain has become thus far this semester. We'll see if those of you with a discerning ear pick up on that. So the song you just heard, I became obsessed with over winter break. I listened to it on loop at the Denver airport, so shout out Denver, Colorado, and that weird, weird airport. They're a small band, so be sure to give them a listen. That was Artie by Gosh Diggity. I'm gonna play some more songs for you. This one is by The Cult, popular group. Love this song. It's called Go Outside, which I hope everyone did on Saturday because it was gorgeous out. And apparently it will not be the rest of this week. So I hope we all enjoyed that weather while we had it. But this is Go Outside by The Cults.
Yeah.
That was Boyfriend by Best Coast. Another winter break classic for me. I play that on repeat. I've played Best Coast before on the show, and I just really love their sound. I don't know, I think they're good. Okay, this next set of songs is kind of taking a little bit of a interesting turn. I think you'll understand. You'll get the vibe. I have faith. So first up is Different Now by Chastity Belt, which is a fantastic name for a band, by the way. I'm obsessed. So this is Different Now by Chastity Belt.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Shut Up, Kiss Me by Angel Olsen. I have been obsessed with her recently. She's just so good. That song in particular, like when I'm walking around campus, I mean, I probably look so ridiculous. Just because like when I listen to music, I can't help but like bob my head. Especially that song, like it just has such a like spunk to it. I don't know, but don't just take my word for it. Please go listen to her, because I'm so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. This next like segment of music, if you will, in like my little mind palace that I've constructed of these songs to like explain where I'm at these days, is another complete 180 music wise. At least I think so, in my opinion. Next up, I'm playing Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by Of Montreal, which, fun fact, not last weekend, but the weekend before, I was in Montreal for a Model UN conference, and honestly, it was fun. I love Canada. It was a great time. So shout out Canada, shout out Model UN, and yeah, I hope you enjoy the song, because I think it's really, really good, and I hope you do too. So this is Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by Of Montreal.
Pretend we don't exist.
That was Oysters in My Pocket by Royal Otis. I really like that song. I don't really remember exactly where I first heard it. If it's from who I think it's from, I don't talk to her anymore. But I wish her the best. Like, actually. Like, I really do. So, shout out you. It's a great song. And if you did introduce me to it, thank you very much. I think it's a nice song for, like, not thinking when you have a lot of things to think about. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. I think you do. I'm choosing to think you do. So, keeping you guys on your toes. Next up is a classic that I feel like everybody either does or should know. Just because, I don't know, I feel like it's been played a lot. It's a pretty popular song. The band is from Chicago, and me being from the Midwest as well, very near Chicago, in Milwaukee, I feel sort of a connection to anything, you know, Midwestern. Gotta, I don't know, stick together. This is Blue Coop by Twin Peaks.
Try to keep it.
That was Paprika by Japanese Breakfast. At this point, I feel like I play one of their songs every single show, but with good reason, because Japanese Breakfast is amazing. So it's time for a quick PSA. This is to a message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. Get it? This is a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. That is something to think about. Never be afraid to speak up. yep. As far as next week's show goes, I may or may not be here, depending on how long the Mitski concert goes. Guys, if I'm here, I will be playing only Mitski songs. Sorry, not sorry about it. It is what it is, and you have to deal with it if you listen. Anyway, I felt like there was something I wanted to say before I wrapped up the show. Oh. Spring semester is so much harder than fall semester, and people were telling me that, and I did not believe them, and you know what? I should have. But guys, we've got this. We've got this, and if you really think about it, spring break is so close, and then after spring break, it's basically over. So it's fine. But me personally, I'm ready for summer. I'm actually ready to be done with school. But it's fine. I'm kidding. I love it. I don't know. I need to like fill time because my last song is only like 3 minutes. Guys, I don't know what to talk about. I'm like brain dead these days. Maybe I'll talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about how I have zero thoughts in my head because all of it is being taken up by stupid readings. Why are readings so long? Like, okay, that's a dumb question. That's a stupid question to ask. But I'm saying, like, I would rather have, like, 2 20-page readings than 1 40-page. Because the 40-page reading just repeats the same thing over and over and over again. It'd be fine if the readings were telling me new information or, like, something interesting, but I swear to God, every single reading, could be whatever subject, whatever class, it doesn't matter if it's STEM or humanities or whatever, every single reading just repeats the same information, like, every single page, and then we discuss it in class. I wish that they would tell you, hey, like, before you do the reading, hey guys, we actually talk about this extensively in class, so there's no reason for you to do the reading. Because nothing irks me more than spending so much time doing a reading, then I get to class and they explain every single topic gone over in the reading. And then I'm like, okay, why did I do it? But then of course, on the days I don't do the readings, they're like, oh, well, you should have figured that out from the reading, so I'm not going to go over it. Hello? Why can there not be, like, a tracker? Like, I wish I just knew day by day. Because it would save me so much. And it's not even, like, the time. It's just, like, the satisfaction. Like, I just feel so dumb because I'm, like, I'm wasting time. I'm wasting time that I could be doing other things. And instead, I'm sitting here reading this guy talk about the same topic for like 50 pages straight, and does a word of it make sense? Maybe about 20%. And it's unnecessary. And I think that professors who are, you know, good, not saying that any professor that assigns readings are bad, but good professors assign good readings because there's such a big difference. Because some of my classes, I'm like, oh my gosh, this reading's so interesting. I want to learn more. Whatever. Okay, that's my rant. That's my rant of the evening, is about readings and how I'm sick of them. And I think that professors need to either make them more interesting, tell us when they're important, or stop assigning them at all. Yeah, that's kind of it. Wherever you are, have a great rest of your evening. I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday, hopefully, unless the Mitski concert takes me out, in which case, somebody else will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. This final song is beautiful. It's gorgeous. And honestly, it kind of speaks for itself, so I'm not going to try too hard to introduce it. This is Chateau Lobby number 4, and then in parentheses, in C for Two Virgins by Father John Misty. So please enjoy. Am I spread and love? And play piano in the chateau lobby.
ever done this. Baby, be gentle, it's my first time. I've got you inside. People are boring, but you're something else completely. Damn, let's take our chances. Lift up your wedding dress, someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that.